Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And you guys, my book is out. I'm going to be talking about my book a lot because, well, I've worked on it for the past 3 or 4 years, and it is a labor of love, and I know that it has to be in your hands because it's going to completely change the way that we connect to each other. So if you want more support and you want real lasting relationships and connection, this is definitely the book for you. And you guys, if you have friends that you want to do this book with, you absolutely need to either share it with them, grab it for them, tell them about it, because it will take you guys to the next level of friendship and in life. So go check that out at LoriHarder.com/Amazon. I poured my heart and soul into this book and shared so many stories that I have not yet shared. So I'm a wee bit nervous for you guys to read it, but I wanted to tell you about the whole ugly journey to let you know that you're not going through whatever you're going through alone. And I know that today I'm supposed to talk about my experience of last week's crazy speaking event that I did for Grant Cardone's 10X. You guys, 10,000 people, like in one of those bowl-shaped arenas where they like wrap up around you. Oh my God. So let me just tell you that if I was not using all of the tools that I'm constantly sharing with you guys, that I would have gotten taken out. I was on a roller coaster ride up and down all before this. My talk was not coming together for me. It's like I didn't get clarity on my talk until like the last 4 or 5 days before. Can I just tell you what that did to my brain? And it was like I was trying to just lean on faith and be open and allow anything to come through that needed to come through. But it was like being as busy as I was, I know that being busy can be the biggest curse while you're trying to be creative with something. So because I couldn't change the situation, I sat in prayer and meditation a lot. And I said, you know, God, this is just the situation. And I'm going to have to completely lean on you and leave room for something to come through. And I had a really beautiful meditation that one of my friends, Suzanne Adams, had put me through. Because I literally SOS'd all of my girl tribe, all of my earth angels. And I said, I need help. Like, I need massive help. I'm getting taken out. I am going down. Like, I am doubting myself. I don't believe I can do this. I'm waiting for the email that says, we got the wrong Lori Harder. I'm so sorry. You're not meant to speak here with all of these incredible speakers. I still am like questioning how I wound up there, but at the same time, fully knowing that I was supposed to be there. Does that make sense? Do you guys get that? Are you in that place where you have like this full knowing of where you're meant to go, but you're like, really? Is this really what I think I can do? And is this really possible? And am I really getting this opportunity if you've gotten the opportunity yet? So that's where I was at. And I did this really beautiful meditation about just having full-time faith and leaving room for God, higher power, unicorn kitty in the sky, whatever you believe in, to come through. And I wasn't leaving room before that. It was like, nope, I had my claws just gripped in this talk. Like, I need every single word for myself on this confidence monitor. And let me tell you, when you're gripping that, when you're gripping perfection, when you're gripping thinking that you need everything set up and you have to know everything, what happens is that you get so in your head and so stuck on the material that you don't leave any space for what actually is supposed to come through. I'm not saying don't have Don't be prepared. Don't have your outline. Don't, you know, be in that place where you've done all the, where you've done all the work for preparation. But I am saying that you're living a life every single day that's preparing you for these moments. Like, go there, go to your life experiences and go to your inner wisdom and go to your inner connection and go to your inner faith that you know is going to carry you through. So basically, that morning, Chris was walking me down to go and do my talk. And the day before, I was like in a bad place. I was freaking out, to say the least. I was on an anxiety roller coaster, and it was like no matter how much I prayed or meditated, I was just sick to my stomach. And I would have moments where I was fine, and then it would just like a wave. Like, that's how I described it to Chris. I was like, it's like waves where I just feel this massive rush through my whole body of sheer terror. And it was just, you know, like all that chemical release going through your body where you can't feel your feet, your hands are cold, like you're just, you feel like you're getting, gonna pass out. Anybody relate to this? Okay. So the next morning, I had done this beautiful ritual. I had meditated. I was dancing in my room. I was praying. I was sitting in visualization. I spent about 2 hours that morning, maybe 2.5, and going over my talk as well. And I felt amazing. And then I was like, wow, I'm ready. Like, all of that work paid off. And, you know, I was still scared, but I was like, okay, I'm ready. I'm feeling grounded. I'm feeling rooted. I just had a really good practice. I had a really good run through. I know that these stories are just my life, so I'm going to allow them to just come through with the guidance of my, obviously, my teleprompter. And so I'm walking down to the arena, and Chris is walking with me. And I say to Chris, I'm like, I'm going down. I feel myself going down, like I'm going to pass out because I was dizzy. I was seeing stars. I was like, I don't know if I can do this. And he was like, Lori, come back. What are you grateful for? What are you excited about? You wouldn't be able to live without this opportunity. Like, this is what you're meant for. Okay, what are you excited about? Look around. And I was like, Chris, it's just bad. I'm not going to be able to come back from this. And so I get in the room and I start to feel a little more grounded. I see the stage. I feel the energy in the room. I'm praying. I'm meditating. I'm saying full-time faith. Like, I am on this path because it was given to me, and nothing is given to us. No vision is given to us. No dream is given to us. No thought of wanting to do something is given to us. No excitement is given to us if it's not for us. Have faith. Have faith in that. And if I didn't have the faith to lean on knowing that I would be fully supported on that stage, and I pictured every single one of my women friends who want to do this, every single one of you who is in my tribe who has a dream of doing something bigger, I pictured all of you as I was walking up the stairs to get on stage. I pictured every single one of your hands on my back, pushing me up the stairs, saying, you have to do this for us. You have to show us the way. You have to get out there and let people know this message of faith, this message of love, this message of, you know, uncertainty and having, relying on a higher power that is so much bigger than you. You have to go and speak your truth so you can free all of us to do the same thing. And you guys, you have to know that you are so supported. You are so supported by a higher power. You are so supported by all of us. No matter what happens, everything you want is on the other side of that anxiety and fear. Everything that you desire, all of the strength, all of the wisdom, you're so supported when you're out there and up there, but you cannot get to that place of everywhere you want without going through those intense emotions. You have to rely on this strength that is so far outside of yourself, and it doesn't always feel good. I mean, I felt horrible for 2 days. I was like, I couldn't even reattach to why I wanted to do this. I told Chris at one point, I said, I don't even know if this is my path. I don't even know if this is what I really want to do, because right now I can't see through this terrible pain that I'm in and this terrible fear. And he was like, you better go sit in prayer again. So that's what I did, and still couldn't feel it, but I knew that I was supposed to follow through because I went back to all the times in my life that I knew that this was my truth. And what happened on the other side? Well, once I got on stage, I felt a calm like I have never felt. I felt a support like I have never felt. I felt a connection like I have never felt. And you guys, everything just dissolved. I felt a part of me that I have never felt before in my entire life. I stepped into a complete support and connection that I only pray you guys can experience by really leaning into the uncertainty and having full-time faith of knowing that we are here for something so much bigger. And if you're getting those dreams and if you're getting those calls, that you better run straight toward that uncertainty and fear so that you can experience why you were put in this physical body and put on this planet and what you were put here to do. I don't care if it's speaking. I don't care if it's just connection with other people. I don't care if it's being the best mom, opening a business that you know will completely move people, being the best person in your company that can really help shift people's lives. I don't care what it is. Be the best at it. Be the best at it. You are here for a purpose. Stop playing small. Stop thinking that a mediocre life is going to make you happy and settling again because maybe you don't see the example of what not settling looks like. Look for the example. Hook into that example. Be pulled by that example. Move forward. It is meant for you. We are meant to do beautiful, amazing things that scare us. It's the dichotomy of all of the emotions that we were giving. We're not meant to spend time in this neutral place. And we're not meant to be happy all the time. We are meant to go on this roller coaster ride called life. And I love being your seatmate in that roller coaster, you guys, so that we can look at each other and freak out and cry and laugh and have each other to know that without the ups, there are, you know, without the downs, there are no ups. So I'm so grateful for all of you, you guys. And I just wanted to share that experience because where I'm at now, I used to freak out over Bliss Project because I'd get so nervous and I'd just have all of these different things going on in my head. And let me tell you, after going through what I went through last weekend, I am so excited about Bliss Project this weekend. 500 women coming to really sit and get clarity on their purpose in life, get their cups refilled and connect to their tribe. So I can't believe it. We are completely sold out and this is going to be the most amazing year for Bliss Project. And I'm thrilled to have all of you coming. If you're coming and you feel any of these nerves, then holy crap, you're in the perfect spot. You couldn't be in a better spot. If you're excited, you couldn't be in a better spot, embracing and accepting all of it. And I cannot wait to see you guys. And thank you guys so much, as always, for sharing these episodes, for tagging me on Instagram, for tagging me in your swipe up so I can see who's listening. I can see what your life looks like. I can see what you're desiring so I can speak exactly to you. So until next time, you guys, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.